Skopos is the Greek word for aim or purpose. Listen to this edition of Skopos as Dr. Brett Larson helps apply the purposes of Scripture to our daily lives.
It's so difficult, isn't it? So hard to hold in tension the ideas that we're to despise the things of this world and its systems, yet show mercy and love to those in the world. We've all heard the sayings, hate the sin, love the sinner, or we should not be known as much for what we are against, but what we are for. While I get the sentiment of these statements, they can also push Christians into a sort of false dichotomy that is outside of how the Bible approaches these issues. I study the Word of God every Thursday morning for several hours with some of the most incredible, insightful men of God, and this was a topic with which we recently wrestled through Scriptures. It was sourced in John chapter 5, but bounced around as usual to many Scriptures about Christ as judge. What we collectively discussed is that Christ's mere presence on earth was judgment. See, mankind is already condemned and lost in sin. The cross of Christ is judgment and that it makes mankind without excuse. The cross is both life and judgment to all men. Those who accept Christ and are born into new life are renewed, saved, and eternally adopted. Those who deny the cross, the Bible says, are condemned already. This foundation helps us understand and make sense of what the Bible means, as it often calls us to preach truth, to be bold, and to be unmovable, yet loving and full of mercy. We preach the truth of sin, repentance, and one way through Christ, but we do it out of loving concern for a world that is condemned already. It's not our responsibility to judge, but it is our responsibility to point out the already judgment and help people recognize their need for a Savior. We cannot do such passively or without boldness. See, that's the problem. This is where our natural tendency toward extreme dichotomous positions always wants to creep in. We see people in the church run to a motive of judgment and feeling the need to carry out the burden of disgust and spite toward sinners. But they are condemned already. Our job is to point to their sin and then point to Christ as the solution. Or we see many in the church run to a more passive, placating need to be liked by the world, that somehow our tacit or explicit endorsement of their sin will help them see our love, a false love, and we can manipulate them to come to Christ as if he's not already active in calling his own. The bottom line is that the truth of the gospel is a sweet fragrance to some and an aroma of death to others. And that's not ours to own. What is ours is to speak the truth, to do so with a heart intention of their redemption, and to do so boldly. Sometimes that means it's loud. Sometimes that means it's through relationship. And sometimes it means standing up for things that are biblical and right in the public square. We need to stop the silly cliches and the mentality that somehow God's redemptive mission is dependent on our ability to persuade through whatever means is our preference. Our calling as Christians is to be salt, to be light, and to speak truth to the world through a posture of redemptive purpose for the glory of God. We need to stop complicating the matter and simply seek Christ through the Scriptures, which, when we abide in Him, makes this and most topics very clear.
Thanks for listening to Skopos. We hope it challenges you to pursue Christ and dig deeper into God's Word. Check out Skopos online at wdcxradio.com.